Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Hello, and welcome, everyone, to Beamer Blog Talk Radio. I'm Rainey Hale, so you know this has to be Horse Thursday. Today is Thursday, March 10th, and I'm calling from a fairly beautiful day today in the Pacific Northwest here, Portland area. We never know this time of year what it's going to be, but it's pretty nice today. I'm super happy to be with you all today. We've got a really fun beginning of a kind of reoccurring show that we're going to do that I'm really excited about because I know it's something you all are interested in. Where this is a kind of first of our monthly usage calls, and so we have my amazing co-host Cindy with us today, and we also have Dr. Marlies Vonk here as our special guest to really get us going and talking the right way about usage. So I'm really excited about this reoccurring kind of show. So before I say hello to them, I'd like to remind everyone to please grab a pen and paper. We're going to have a lot of information on these shows, and so you'll want to be ready to write those down when we talk about them. And we would like to save some time at the end for your questions live as well. So please press one on your phone if you have any questions or want to ask us anything. We would really love for you guys to use Facebook and be able to get those questions to us ahead of time so that we can prepare, but we'll always take questions live the day of as well. And just as a quick reminder, though, we really do need to keep this to questions, comments, testimonials, things like that, about horses with the horse unit and really more of the behavioral and training type aspect and stay away from really medical and especially when we're talking about usage. Marlies isn't here to talk about, you know, XYZ medical condition and how you use Beamer for that. That's not what this show is going to be about. And so if you have questions like that, we'll definitely be able to tell you where to go with those. All right. After all of that, I'm going to say hello to Cindy. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Marlies and Rainey and everybody out there. It's also a clear and beautiful day here in Idaho, but it's really chilly. So I'm happy to be here with you. And hopefully have some questions. I looked at, we had said last week if you had questions to type them in on the IBD page for the Beamer Horse Set. And most of the questions that I saw were there was a lot of dialogue related to people wanted to hear about how much you charge for sessions. And that is so dependent on the area of the country. And, kind of whether or not you have to travel and how far you have to travel and how many horses you do and if there's a package of sessions. So there's a huge wide range of answers in that respect. But for those of you who might be having, questions yourself about saying, well, how much should I charge? You might want to check out that recent stream, if you will, just from the last day, actually, that talks about sessions. And it gives you some flavor again. There's no, just like with Beamer, there's no pat answer because there's so many variables. But it's good to see what, people, if you're at a show and you're not having people can come to you, that's one thing. Or if you're having to drive for an hour, totally different thing. So, again, that stream is came up yesterday on Facebook. So check it out if that's something that interests you. And I didn't really see any other questions. If I overlooked one, somebody and you're on the line, please, you know, call in and ask us. But as Rainey said last week, we wanted to create a monthly kind of dialogue with, if you will, to take advantage of, you know, Dr. Marlise said that she would join us. And to be able to really get to the point where people are comfortable in saying what kind of usage is the basic plan that is used for new horses or doing a demonstration on horses, and, you know, what the differences are if you're, you know, using Beamer Horse Set on your own horses, because it's not, you know, first-time demo is not the same as what you would do with your own animals necessarily. And so just to help people get a better understanding of what to do and when. And in that regard, we also thought that we'd spend a little time today to talk about what are some of the common issues that Marlise, you as a veterinarian and also as the medical expert center, because you get all the questions from people, what kinds of problems does a horse have maybe people are not so familiar with. We heard on the study from Colorado State that close to 100% of horses experience some kind of back pain. And but there's a lot of other places because horses have a lot of stress on their body for what we ask them to do. And so maybe do you want to Marlise, could you maybe talk a little bit at first just to address that, to say, you know, because we got issues with legs and hocks and stifles and poles and necks and things like that. That's kind of a weird question, but.
No, I get it, Cindy, and thank you for having me on, ladies, Cindy and Rani. It's always a joy to come on, and it's my passion to promote safe and effective usage of the Beamer Horse Set in as many horses as possible. And you know, I'm pretty active in the field myself, and so I do see that there's not always best practices out there. So it is our duty as independent Beamer distributors to promote best practices usage. And one of the ways that we're doing that is through these block talk calls, and you girls do a great job every week. Even, you know, of course, I don't have to be on for it. It is always going on. But also we're developing that Equine Academy, and we're going to talk a lot more about usage in there than we have done ever before. And usage in the horse is not difficult, but it just requires a lot of common, and it does require, if you are teaching someone how to have best practices usage, ideally you have a basic understanding of the health problems of the horse. And you're right, Cindy, and not because we are treating as a veterinarian or as a body worker or anything, but just to connect with that horse owner and understand the problems that they have and how the Beamer Horse Set may be helpful for that. And of course, it's my belief that any horse, 100% of the horse population could use the Beamer Horse Set, you know, and that it's, you know, they don't have any single issue, you know, obviously it's going to help with their well-being and longevity. But there's barely no managed domesticated horse out there that doesn't have any issues. And that is just the consequence of them being in that situation. And like I said on that introduction of the back pain webinar that we did with Dr. Middlesex King of the BEEE, I said it right there, and everyone should be encouraged to go look back at that, because that's really came together nicely, and it's a huge resource also to share with your guests.
Yeah,
to learn about the BBO set. Yeah, it's in the BBO. It's all over the place. It's on Facebook, in the Facebook IBD group. It's in the BBO equine portion, sales and marketing portion as well, multiple places. And it's actually, I also saw that it's listed now on the on everyone's website, you know, on our Beamer group website. It's listed there as well.
Oh,
as
good.
Far, I believe I've seen it, or on live.beamergroup.com, which is still active. Anyway, what I said is that horses have no control over their environment and over their outer circumstances, and stress is the major factor. And stress, the word in itself already says it, right? You know, when you have an elastic band and you stretch it out too much, it's not going to be as elastic as it was before. At some point, it's going to rupture. And that is what stress does. Stress causes an imbalance in the body on every level, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally. And at some point, that balance goes out of whack, and it goes completely the way that you don't want it to go. And for the horse to manage stress, we can have many different strategies, Beamer horse step being one of them, but you need to also look at the other circumstances and where that stress actually comes from. Is it physical stress from overwork, or is the saddle fit? You know, the horses have huge problems with saddle fit. It's one of the most talked about issues when you go to horse shows or you talk to riders, is like, how on earth do I find a good saddle? And you know, if you want to make good money, you may want to actually start selling saddles, because, you know, those saddle makers, they constantly have people at their booths trying to find the next best saddle for their horse, and they're hugely expensive, by the way. But
you
they're
know,
one of the main causes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Cindy.
Yeah, I was just going to add there, you know, my daughter is sells Western saddles, and she's a saddle fitter, and it is constantly, you know, I'm listening to her, because people have unrealistic expectations. They want the saddle to be comfortable for them, and she goes, that's not the point. You want the saddle to fit the horse. and you know, you can't buy a saddle today when you're going to be doing, you know, building up muscle on the horse and changing their physique, and still say have the saddle fit the same way. So people have very unrealistic expectations around the whole, you're recognizing if the saddle works for the horse or not. And it's just something to be aware of, because that if it's not fitting well, it's going to end up, the horse's body is going to have to compensate in some way for that.
Correct. And, you know, people try to fix things by buying a new saddle, spending thousands and thousands of dollars on it, and then they may not even be able to purchase Beamer horse step because they just spend it on the saddle. We hear that a lot.
Right.
And then, you know, it just becomes a vicious cycle. But even if you have the Beamer to help with saddle pain, and we can effectively back pain, we can effectively now say that in the context of the study that was being done, and that has shown that Beamer relieves back pain in all the study horses that were in that research study. You know, if you still have the same saddle that causes problems, the problem never goes away. It's just not as visible, right? So, and the same thing goes for, say, back pain can also, for example, back pain can also originate out of not ideal hoof care or a lack of dental care. You know, horses need their teeth floated every 6 months or every year by, as a minimum, every year. Because their teeth are growing continuously, and the way that we feed them doesn't encourage appropriate wearing of the teeth, because they eat high up with their head, and they're actually, it's better if the horses eat with their heads down, but that's not possible in the domesticated environment at all times. And then hoof care, you know, we put all kinds of shoes and contraptions on their feet, and they cause a lot of, they don't always create the best posture. And sometimes horses don't even feel their feet, or their hooves are too long. And the proprioception, the input from the hooves is kind of almost absent. They don't feel their feet really well. And so that also can give compensation in posture and consequently back pain, and also give problems in the joints, musculoskeletal, in the entire musculoskeletal system. So not just in the muscles, back muscles, but also in the joints. And if you keep on aggravating something, at some point it may become, from functional, it may become structural, you know, then it becomes arthritis. And arthritis can also happen in the spinal, in the bony spine. And that's where back pain can come from. So it's literally everything we do to the horse can create a problem. And the Beamer can be very helpful in managing all this, because it works at the level of the, first of all, balancing that nervous system of the horse to better deal with stress, to not stay in stress mode, but to switch back to that healing mode. At the same time, it's resolving blockages in the energy flow and the blood flow, as we know. So it's going to resolve those local, it's going to help resolve those local issues by improving the blood flow. That's all that the Beamer does, right, is improving blood flow. And
right.
And that way that horse can come out of that vicious cycle. But if we keep, you know, this is, I think that it's Dr. Dennis DeVore that teaches in his academy, Stacey, he's like, okay, so you're hammering down on your stump, and then you Beamer, you put the B spot on it, and it goes better. Your thump feels good again, but then you hammer it again. You know, how can the Beamer help with that? You see what I mean? So there's just,
right.
We always need to look at the root causes of issues and definitely have an understanding when we talk to horse people in the field, like, what are the issues out there that people talk about? Because there will also be a lot of different terminologies, you know, like splint bones or, you know, SI, you know, where the problems occur in the different structures in the horse. And you need to have a good familiarity with the terminology to have a good conversation about that. And we're not proposing the Beamer horse set as a cure-all, because, you know, I can Beamer a horse all I want, but if the hoofs are not taken care of, the teeth are not floated, and the saddle is wrong, and the rider is all crooked, you know, it's going to be a disaster in any way.
Yeah, and that brings up a good point, which is, you know, my personal flag for this year is to say, you know, the rider needs Beamer as much as the horse, and ideally to be able to do it to you know, both are getting Beamer at the same time. I have a great example to share from one of my distributors who happened to be a body worker, and she works on horses as well as people. And she says she likes to do that in tandem, because then she knows she's really going to address the problem on both sides and the causes. But she gave, you know, I think sometimes people totally underestimate the sensitivity of horses because they're so large, and they don't realize that, you know, as far as that horses are actually more sensitive than people are, for sure. And that does go back to them being surviving as a prey animal. But I asked her if I could just share this experience, that she said that she was working with a pretty top competitor who broke her little finger, and she was, you know, helping her with the rehab from the finger, and she said this woman had four different horses, and all four horses had the same problem related to the rider's little finger rehab, and so she had to work with all the with those four horses just because of the, you know, the balance and the change in the rider due to what was going on with her finger. So I think, you know, horses are a great example to say, you know, everything's connected, and just because it seems like it's an unrelated, oh, that, how could that part be a problem? Everything in the rider's body is communicated through into the horse's body as well. And anyway, so no, thanks for mentioning that. I just wanted to insert that as an example that I think is surprising to people, to go, wow, you know, when I tell other people that, they go, I never would have thought that that would have had an impact. So
You know, Cindy, I 100% agree with that. And in all reality, as a veterinarian, I also seen that even for small animals, the owner and because I work holistically, so I look at the big picture, and you can see a lot of times that, and Brainy could probably concur with this because you work in a mixed animal practice. You see a lot of small animals in your all of practice. The animals mirror the humans' problems. Like a lot of times they have the exact same disease going on or the exact same musculoskeletal issue. Like the dog's knee is hurting and the owner's knee is hurting, or they both have heart disease or kidney disease. I mean, you wouldn't believe it, but you see that. And I agree with you. Horses are more sensitive because they have that. They have to constantly scan the environment. Apparently, a horse can hear a human heartbeat or sense a human heartbeat from at least 4 feet away. So if people come in any kind of stress mode, or you know, with a to-do list, which horses don't appreciate that you have a to-do list, then they will be on guard, and that alone is a stressful issue for them. So you really have to kind of strip yourself from any emotions other than maybe a positive feeling when you go see your horse, if you want to do them a favor. But as far as the physical issues, you know, I sometimes cringe when I walk around at horse shows and I'm like, I would love all those riders to come sit on the Beamer, because if you see, and they work so hard, you know, the riders and trainers, they've worked so hard and they're really trying to serve that horse in any possible way and around the clock. And, you know, I'm so appreciative of that. But when you see how they are walking around, limping and with a backache and, it wouldn't be the first time that we do some kind of quote-unquote emergency session, Beamer session, human session on the rider to kind of keep them going throughout the show. And, of course, that horse being so sensitive and they feel a fly, you know, sitting on their skin, but they feel a lot more than that. You don't even have to touch them for them to feel what's going on. So, but let alone you go sit on their back, on that saddle that may not be fitting perfectly, you know, that horse has a lot to carry around. And you know, if you showed that picture on the Facebook group where the rider is sitting slightly crooked in the saddle, and that immediately translates to issues in the horse. And obviously, if you keep on doing that, you know, from a functional problem, it may become a structural problem, meaning the tissues are actually affected. And then, you know, there's going to be potentially injections giving to the horse, right? Injections suppress inflammation. And that is rampant in the horse world. And some of it is needed because the exertion level that the horses need to do is super high. And sometimes they need a little help. And that may be, while that may be okay, a lot of it is not needed. And that's where we also can come in with the Beamer horses and say, you know, maybe there is more natural ways of dealing with this, or maybe there is time between those injections that can be extended. Or and obviously we're not there to fix the whole horse's life and the whole, you know, rider's life. But we can definitely bring things to their awareness and definitely also create a better understanding of how this is all connected, like you said.
Yeah, the real relationship between somebody who's riding the horse and the horse, I mean, it's a physical relationship that we can, you know, it's pretty exciting to say we can have an impact on both. And the likelihood of long-term success is greater when you're doing both. So, Rainey, I don't know if you have, you know, in the clinic that when you see horses, you know, how many of them, the kind of situations that you have, if you could kind of generalize to say, do you see a lot of problems that can trace back to maybe, you know, rider attack causes?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I don't think you can work with horses and not have seen that. Well, you don't probably work quite as directly as, you know, somebody who is maybe like a farrier or a, you know, body worker, or somebody that's really looking for, you know, tiny little things to help, you know, necessarily. but absolutely. I mean, talking with, if we're going out to see a, you know, horse that's got, you know, some sort of ailment, some sort of, you know, there's something wrong in their gait, either limping. I mean, unless there's something obvious, like an actual, you know, something wrong with the hoof, and even that sometimes can be, you know, back related. You know, there's going to be those talks about, do you have a, you know, good fitting saddle? You know, are you getting good, you know, hoof work, consistent and good? I mean, because there's obviously, you know, good farriers and not as good farriers too. I mean, and some of them are going to make mistakes as far as, you know, how they're trimming and kinds of shoes that they're putting on and things like that. So that's definitely a talk that we have with people often. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, so that was kind of off what we planned to talk about. Do we have anybody that called in so far before we kind of go back to usage 101?
Yeah, no, not so much. Nobody wants to talk with us now, but, you know, I think that was maybe really a good place to start because, you know, we kind of planned on talking about just very basic starting usage, but you kind of have to know how you're going to use it or why you would want to use it before we talk about how we're going to use it. So I don't know that was super off topic. So I think it was maybe a good place to start when we talk about the reasons why we would use it, and then we can talk about how to get started using it. So I think that's really actually a good place to get started. So yeah, let's go into just kind of some basic starting usage. You know, what we're recommending as far as how you get started, and you know how you get other people started. You know, your new clients started too.
I'm going to ask Marlise a question this way to say, kind of the leading question to say, we know that many other products take a long time for their you know, their products to work, you know, the sessions could be anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour to longer time. And as you are approaching, say, a prospect to do a demo or to, you know, start to offer sessions, and people are always shocked because they don't get it, that 5 minutes can really make a big difference metabolically. And so how would you kind of frame up the discussion with so that the owner or the handler or whoever, you know, you're dealing with, the trainer, so that they can appreciate they don't have to do program one, you know, and then program two and program three, and they don't have to use a half an hour or 45 minutes of Beamer. So I think that's something that people struggle with a lot of times. And I think they struggle when they offer sessions because they start to feel bad to say, how can I charge $50, for example, if I'm only doing it for 5 minutes?
That's a great question, Cindy. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Is that it? Yeah. So that's a great question. I mean, in all reality, the Beamer is less intense, and with, you know, less, it has a lesser intensity than these other products, and it has gentle frequencies, but it's more powerful, and people got to understand that, and people know that, our distributors know that, because they only lay on the Beamer for 8 minutes, and no one, you know, I rarely meet someone that is doing Beamer for an hour, unless they have been very poorly instructed and they just bought it offline, you know, and they're just doing some, they have no idea what they're doing. So you know that it works 8 minutes, and in horses it happens to be 5 minutes because the program, the way that the signal is delivered is adapted to the horse's body. So 5 minutes is literally the time where you get results in the horse at the level of the blood flow and the balancing of that nervous system. And so 5 minutes of Beamer is super powerful versus, you know, 45 minutes to an hour of perhaps another device, which doesn't even do the same thing. And that is the basis of the usage. That program one should be the basis for every usage in every horse on the Beamer horse set. I would go as far as saying program two and three are more optional. You're going to rotate them in. And when we wrote that basic plan, that was the intention. We made that basic plan, which is literally, you know, in week one, you start with program one, in week two, you introduce program two, and in week three, you introduce program three. It was to give people a handle on how to do this and how to instruct their new customers and their new sign-ups to just get started. But what we really intended was program one is the basis, and you're going to rotate in program two after a while that you've been using it, your horse is responding well, you can start, you know, rotate in program. And then if that all goes well, rotate in program three, and then just rotate through the programs as you see fit. But in my personal opinion, program one should be the basis because I've seen it be so powerful. Now, you know, Dr. King, in her back pain study, she used, for the purposes of the study, she went through the cycle very quickly. You know, on day one, she did program one. On day two, she did program two. Day three, she did program three with the blanket, by the way, not even using the cuffs on the back, which a lot of people immediately go to. You know, and that gave her the solid results for that study. So that had a particular purpose that she had to rotate through that very quickly. Otherwise, the study would have been, you know, forever. But the low and slow should be the basis, just like we do for people. Like we build up over 6 weeks, you know, from intensity one through six. And if you start on six in week one, a lot of people will not feel so good because they will get a little detox. And horses can get a little detox too. You know, they can have loose stool and they can have little colicky and they can have skin reactions and they can you know, behave a little weird, and sometimes all that causes you to have to call the vet to make sure that horse is okay. So we certainly don't want to do that. So it's certainly of utmost priority to always start low and slow and kind of gradually build that up. And then again, you really have to work with the horse you have in front of you to see what program they need at what time. And you know, if that horse is an athlete, you may use program three a lot if that horse is working hard. Yeah, absolutely, because they will be constantly under the threat of having strains and pains and discomforts all over their body because of working so hard. And the higher programs have also, for example, program three with the higher intensities going up to intensity 10, they have a property of really helping that tissue locally more so than the lower intensities. So certainly for acute situations on body parts, it's likely that you may need those cuffs or also the blanket on program three to help with those issues. But that is if the horse is already used to the Beamer signal. You don't want to do it right off the bat because you may be unpleasantly surprised because the horse may react to it, may have a little detox to it.
Yeah, and that's so important for, you know, distributors to be able to cover with their customers because to know what possibilities they could expect and what things to look for if the customer decides, okay, you know, nobody's looking now, you know, I can do it as long as I want. Well, yeah, you can, but you need to be aware of this could be the consequences. And that leads me to then ask, so what do you say to people that say, oh, well, you know, I may have other things to use. What's really different here is I just want to buy the cuffs. And we do sell the cuffs separately. But I know I always discourage people to say, if you're going to buy anything, you can't afford the whole $49.90, buy the blanket. But what would you say to somebody who said, well, I don't need the blanket, just, you know, I would just want to buy the cuffs?
Yeah, well, I mean, you can certainly do that, but it's not best practice. The Beamer is a holistic, whole-body system, and if you only treat parts of the body, it's just like doing those injections. It's only addressing the symptoms at the surface, and you're not really looking at the whole horse. You know, the cuff, and Beamer is very special because even the cuff, if you just put a cuff on a horse's leg, it will, to a certain degree, improve the blood flow in the whole horse. And it will, to a certain degree, also balance the nervous system, because those cuffs are pretty, you know, they have a higher, 3 times higher intensity. They will influence the whole horse. But it's not the same by doing the blanket. The blanket is specifically configured with those 19 coils, and the cuffs only have 3 coils. The blanket have 19 coils. They're strategically located on these nervous plexuses along the back and on the rump. And so that is there for a specific reason, because the Beamer signal interacts with these neurovascular networks to regulate that blood flow and to regulate that nervous system. And so if you don't do the blanket, you don't have that benefit of the horse being able to better switch from stress mode to healing mode, which is required for that, for example, tendon injury to heal. So if you're only going to get a pair of cuffs, and most people will then, you know, will mostly think about the legs to quote-unquote treat, because that's what they do anyway, right, with bandages and poultices and ice boots and the cold water spa, et cetera. Like, people are very fixated on the legs, but it's really the whole horse you need to take care of and address to get the best results, also for the healing of any issues in those legs. And yes, you can put the cuffs on the rest of the body, and of course we do that all the time. It's still not going to give the exact same result. It's just like for the humans, I personally truly believe we have a better overall effect if we use the body mat versus only the B-pad. Although if you do use the B-pad on the spine, it has a good systemic effect. But I feel that the body mat is more conducive. It's giving more results in the overall outcome for a person. So, you know, when we just have the go set, we didn't have the body mat. We have the body mat back. I just feel that there's better results with the whole body mat as well.
Well, and with the human unit, though, we have the ability to change that B pad to mimic the same intensities, like the same, you know, output as the B body. So we can change that. When the horse unit, we don't have the ability to kind of, you know, downgrade those, you know, that
intensity.
Output, that that intensity to the same as the body. So it is different.
Right on. That's a great point. That's a great point. Go ahead, Tina.
When you talked about, the coil placement in the blanket, and you talked about neurological points, are those points, are they at all similar to what you would call trigger points or acupressure points? Or can you talk a little bit about what those neurological spots are that the coils are designed to directly hit?
Yeah, in our reality, they are, because acupuncture points are at those, you know, where all the nerves come together, where all the blood vessels run through. There's spots on the body where all those nerves, veins, and they run together. They run in bundles. Like, you would never really see, you don't often see, nerves and they separately, they run together. And those are called plexuses. And yes, those coils, for example, those coils on the back, they run along what we call the bladder meridian. And that is you can influence the whole horse with treating, you know, with acupuncture or acupressure or other methods such as, you know, applying oils, etc. You can influence those acupuncture or acupressure points on the bladder meridian, influence all the organs, the feet, everything. And that is exactly the reason why those coils are there. And that's why I'm not surprised also with the result of the back pain study, because I know the placement of the coils. and I was familiar with that. Now, that is maybe not something we will advertise as such, because not everyone associates with acupuncture or how it works. They don't really know how it works. But that, as an integratively trained veterinarian, I know that. And so literally, you know, we can place some needles along the back on that area and get really good results in the entire horse. And
well, I think
that's
it's important for people, to realize that the, you know, those coils are strategically placed for a reason. They're not just random. You know, some are larger. You know, if you look at the diagram, there's some coils are larger and some are smaller. And when we, you know, when we came out with the version 3, you know, we went from 9 coils in the first version 2 up to 19 coils. And there was a reason for that. And a lot of user study or, you know, field observations and feedback from veterinarians and other practitioners is what dictated Beamer's enhanced design, if you will. So I think, it's really important for people to understand why the blanket is, you know, is really the basis for the overall Beamer effects, and the cuffs are added benefits for targeted, more localized application. But they really do work in tandem. And so, anyway, personally, I always try and discourage people from saying, don't just buy the boots. You need the whole set, and you need to understand how Beamer works. So that was, I think that was perfect discussion to remind people of. Rainey, are we still
yes.
talking away, and people are not calling in?
Well, Jane did pop on and want to chat, but I'm kind of afraid we're going to run out of time. We only have a couple minutes here before we're going to get cut off. But let me see if Jane, if you can be real quick. We may have to push it into next week if it's a longer discussion. But hi, Jane.
No, this is quick. Thank you. This is superb. I'm running into the cuff thing only a lot, and I love that discussion. Is there anything you could add or maybe talk about prevention? I find this to be huge for Beamer. Am I putting too much?
No, and you know what, Jane? What I'm going to say is, because I think that can be a really big discussion, is let's maybe address that on our next month usage. Let's start with that as a, you know, kind of preventive thing, and we can make that a bigger discussion on our usage next month. Does that sound good?
Great idea.
Because I think it is a bigger discussion.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jane. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so I think that is something that we can talk about, but I think it is going to be a bigger discussion than the 2 minutes we have left for today. So we will pick that back up in our next month, which will be, the 14th? Yes, so April 14th, we'll have Dr. Marlies Vonk back here again to continue our usage talk, and I really think it's valuable. And if you guys have anything specific, like Jane just did, that you want us to address specifically, please let us know it and on the Facebook page. It's going to be really helpful for us to give you guys what you most would like. So otherwise, we'll just talk about what we think people want to know. all right. So perfect. Thank you so much, Cindy and Dr. Marlies Vonk. I appreciate you taking the time and doing this with us, and especially, you know, making this a monthly thing. So I think people are really going to get a lot of it. We have about a minute left. So any final words from you guys before we get cut off here?
I'll defer to Marlies.
Go ahead and talk to Marlies. I love that Jane brought that in about prevention, because, you know, the best healthcare is prevention, and that is a holistic concept. So I welcome the discussion on that, and we'll do that next time. And this is a great initiative to have this regular monthly occurrence to really dig down on the uses and the how and the why of the horse set. So excited about doing this with you all, and thanks all for listening, and thanks for having me.
Thanks so much.
Yeah, we
thank you all.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much, Cindy. Cindy and Marlies, for taking the time. I appreciate you making the time in what I know is your busy schedule. And thank you all for listening. And please, you can see that we want to do what you guys we want to talk about what you guys want us to talk about. So use Facebook and let us know what are the best subjects for us to continue to talk with, and we will address those directly. All right. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Be sure to tune into other blog talks other days. They're doing some great things on all the other days, but we'll meet you back here next Thursday. Thanks so much, you guys, and have such a great week.
Excellent.
Bye, Cindy.
Thanks,
bye,
everybody.
Marlies.
Bye. Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then.